It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to the home of Portable Practical Pediatrics, DocSmo.com. For those of you who are new to my blog, I'm Dr. Paul Smolin, a board-certified pediatrician who has practiced in Charlotte, North Carolina for the past 33 years. I was reading my journals the other day and came across a gem of an article about cranial helmets that are designed to prevent a baby's head from becoming flat during infancy. All that backlaying can do a number on a baby's head, you know. This idea of putting a rigid helmet on a baby during infancy to prevent deformation of their skull actually started with a group of neurosurgeons in my hometown, Charlotte. I remember the grand rounds when they tried to convince the pediatric community that this was a great health problem. The pediatricians in the room, myself included, believe that heads do get lopsided in many babies, but that after a child gets up and starts crawling around, this usually disappears. They persisted, however, these neurosurgeons, and helmets became common in children around Charlotte and really all over the United States. An industry grew up around the technology. The thinking had a great storyline: effective therapy, preventing future problems, earlier is better. It all sounded so great. Now let's fast forward to the recent article I saw in the British Medical Journal. This is a very respected journal in the UK. The researchers studied a large number of children for a period of 2 years, dividing them into a helmet and non-helmet groups. Their conclusion after 2 years of watching and measuring, the helmet group's heads weren't really any better shaped than the non-helmet group. Whoa! Maybe the helmet wasn't really necessary at all. In addition, they found a number of side effects from the helmets that I really never considered. Pressure sores on the head, skin infections on the scalp, sleep difficulties, not to mention the cost. These are expensive helmets. This is only one study, and I know it will start a stir among parents who feel these helmets are effective and necessary, as well as providers of the cranial band services. The study certainly needs duplication before we can make too much of the results, but the information presented in this study from the British Medical Journal seems to be a strong argument against helmets. And here are the lessons I learned from this study. Number one, just because a therapy is logical doesn't mean it's effective. Number two, just because things improve with the therapy doesn't mean that the therapy is causing the improvement. Number three, sometimes the most effective treatment costs nothing. Tummy time, ooh, use it. Number four, the natural history of lots of things in pediatrics is that conditions get better with time, like otitis media with effusion, ear infections, like many developmental delays, like eczema, etc., etc. Just a tincture of time is all they need. Number five, every once in a while, it's good to put our therapies to the test. And number six, that time-tested truism, doctor, do no harm. Well, that's it for this week. Short and sweet. As always, thanks for helping make DocSmo.com one of the fastest growing pediatric blogs on the planet. I appreciate your trust and loyalty. Make sure to take a moment to tell friends and family where they can get their free pediatric education right here at DocSmo.com. Remember our motto, portable, practical pediatrics on the fly. Remember, we love comments on iTunes and on my blog. My staff has made it easy to send a podcast via email to friends, so go ahead, send away. Soon you'll be able to send from my new website, because soon we're going to be rolling out the whole new look. This is Doc Smo, hoping you won't need to cover your baby's head. that is flat with some silly old hat. Until next time, short and sweet this week, and thanks for joining me. As always, thanks for helping make DocSmo.com one of the fastest growing pediatric blogs on the planet. I appreciate your trust and loyalty. Make sure to take a moment to tell your friends and family where they can get their free pediatric education right here at www.docsmo.com. Remember, we love comments on iTunes and on my blog, and my staff has made it easy to send a podcast via email. And soon, you'll be seeing our new website. We got a whole new look coming at you. This is Doc Smo, hoping you won't need to cover your baby's head that is flat with some silly old hat. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.